This episode is brought to you by
Terry Nation. Alex.
Yes, Matthew.
Have you got a story in your head?
I do.
And it's just waiting to come out. But is it just missing a little bit of something? Like maybe two warring factions in every single chapter of your story? Ooh. So if you're looking for the idea of who the other warring faction should be, look no further than today's sponsor, Terry Nation.
Oh my gosh!
Remember Terry Nation?
Is he alive?
The guy that made the Daleks?
Yeah. Oh.
His estate.
Oh, yes, his estate. Very good.
And he's made the Daleks, he's made the Thals, he did like the Mechanoids.
Oh my gosh.
He did the Chumblies. Remember the Chumblies?
People forget the Chumblies.
And the Rels. And that time the humans were the bad guys, like all that stuff.
Oh, what a twist.
So if you're looking for classic ideas, Terry said, jump in TARDIS and you can hop back and have a chat to him about it.
What an experience. Is this on Red Balloon? How do I do this?
It is on Red Balloon. All you have to do is search Terry Nation and use the code Fan and Fool versus Daleks.
Wow.
And
these codes getting more confusing every week.
And you can go see him, and he'll help you with your story. It's like a real writer's masterclass.
It is.
Face to face.
Wow. And what's the cost?
Oh, well, back then, it's the 60s, so scale down the inflation, and it's probably about $5.
Oh, what a deal.
What are you doing?
I'm reversing the polarity of my ultrasonic screwdriver's power source.
Reverse the polarity.
Welcome to the Fan of the Fool, everyone. I'm the fan, Matt Antonelli.
I'm the fool, Alex Cameron.
And welcome to this episode.
Yes, welcome all.
I think it might be slightly shorter, or it might be even longer. Who knows? Because the episode we're doing is quite short. We'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Before we get to today's episode, we have our first...
Is it Doctor Who?
Who? It's this thing.
Oh. Okay, so it's like a soft ball shaped slightly like it's an American football, but it also has a button, a shaped thing. It's got weird colours. I don't know how to describe this. It's like a weird plush. Imagine if you had a plush doll that was also just a round ball with shapes on it.
I think it did used to be perfectly spherical.
I'm going to say, and let me explain why I think this. I think this is not Doctor Who. I think this looks like something from Portal, the video game.
Oh.
I know it's not now that you looked at me like now.
But it could be.
Like the companion
cube. I can believe that. Yeah, but the companion cube's got better colours.
Well, explain yourself. Am I right or wrong?
You are correct. It's not Doctor Who, but it's not Portal.
Okay.
It is Pokemon.
Oh.
It's a special kind of Pokeball. It's called a Dusk Ball. But it works really good in caves and at night. Dusk Ball. This, I thought, was relevant because today... The trailer for the next Pokemon games came out. Pokemon Violet and Scarlet.
Cool.
What's the next one?
Matthew's brief spoiler review of...
Audio play.
That's a man from the 60s, I can tell.
That's Peter Davison, that's the fifth Doctor.
Look at his hair.
Do you like the vegetable that's on his jacket? Can you tell me what that is?
The vegetable on his jacket?
Mm-hmm. It's like a suit jacket, and there's a little vegetable here.
That is either lettuce or broccoli.
Those are both wrong. That is not a lettuce.
What is it?
Do you know
it?
What lettuce looks like?
I don't
Do you know what broccoli looks like?
What is it? Spinach?
That's celery.
Where's the stick? Oh, is that the stick there?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. I just saw the leafy part. Why am I the weird one? This guy's wearing celery on his suit.
Well, what I listened to, because I figured we were doing a short episode.
Yep.
As in like a short story.
Yes.
The visual one is short. So I thought this one...
Oh, is longer?
I went for a short trip to this story, which is called The Ingenious Gentleman Adric of Elzarius, performed by Matthew Waterhouse. So it's not like the others where there's like all the characters.
Uh-huh.
There's one person who... It's like that one I did about Stephen with the first Doctor. Otenenbaum, remember that one?
Yes, I do remember.
It was just from his perspective, so he narrated the whole thing.
And this is the same.
This is similar, except it's narrated by Matthew Waterhouse, who plays Adric in the TV show.
And is that a companion or just a character in that episode?
It's a companion. He's a companion. But it is kind of interesting because I always find it really interesting when I hear Matthew Waterhouse talk, because when he played Adric, Adric was like 15. So he's now, and also when he leaves the show, because, you know, companions leave, he's still a child.
Oh, okay.
But now Matthew Waterhouse is not a child.
I would assume.
So his voice is obviously different.
But he's still playing the young character.
Yeah. So he, I guess he kind of tries to make it sound, but he can't. He does all the character voices really well, though. He does a very good Tom Baker voice, because there's actually two doctors kind of in this. So basically, it's not long after the doctor's changed from being the fourth doctor to the fifth doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of a bit on the show where Adric really does prefer the fourth doctor, because he's the one he first meets.
Right.
And so this is like him coming to the terms of the fact that the doctor's different now and, you know, having to get used to a whole new person. And so they go to this planet where, like, your hopes and dreams can get, like, created by this being, or this device, rather. And then so in throughout the story, Adric accidentally creates, like, the fourth doctor using his, like, imagination.
Oh, okay.
Kind of mixed with what, mixed with other people's imaginations.
Is he calling himself the Ingenious Gentleman? Is that the joke in the title?
No, because the story, because the world that gets built is like this medieval world where they have to like fight, I think like dragons and dungeons and stuff like that. So Dungeons and Dragons or Dragons and Dungeons?
I didn't want to say anything. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's not like one's the official way to say it, but it somehow seems wrong.
So, yeah. But, you know, a little bit...
What'd you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd give it a fifth doctor out of 13.
Ooh. It's fine. Just below average.
Well, it's not like the others where it really interconnects with everything else. It doesn't really tell you anything new. So I wouldn't say it's something you have to listen to.
Right.
Whereas only one of the other ones I've said you have to listen to.
I think most of them you've said... quite a disconcertingly strong voice. You have to listen to this.
Well, Big Finish make really good audio plays. In fact, this has just come out, which I'm going to listen to this week. The Ninth Doctor Ventures Into the Stars. So that came out yesterday, I think.
Wow, so there's still... And is it the actual guy?
It's the actual guy, Christopher Eccleston. All right, Alex, let's get to today's episode. We got a lot to talk about after.
We're talking now. What are you talking
about? Yeah, but as in, like, we'll talk about the episode.
I see.
And then there's stuff to talk about after because we're missing a lot of episodes.
Yes.
So, I'm just letting you know.
You're just going
to even up. Though this episode is one by 25 minutes, we'll have a lot to talk about.
Okay.
So you're here for a while. That's what I'm trying to say.
So buckle up. If you haven't been enjoying it so far, there's many more to come.
Yay. All right. So did you watch... Did you watch it?
Yes, I watched it, and I watched the making of.
Yeah. I thought the bit at the start was quite interesting when they had the
actor guy
be like...
We should probably explain what we're talking about in case people...
Yeah, so what's the name of the episode?
Mission to the Unknown. And this is a student slash...
Reconstruction.
University, yeah. Recreation of one of the lost episodes.
Yeah. And I, before we talk about the episode itself, there's an introduction by the actor that played Mark. So we'll talk about who that is eventually. But Edward D'Souza. And, like, he does a bit of a, this is an episode that was lost. And if you watch the behind the scenes thing as well, it talked about how those episodes get lost. So either they're, like, sealed away and forgotten somewhere. Which we'll talk about when we look at the lost episodes. Or they're taped over.
That's just nuts, man.
So I guess, though, as we've had this discussion numerous times...
Yeah, because this keeps happening, you freaking BBC.
So, you know, you might not think that these things would get a release at all, you know? And would you do a rerun? I don't know.
That's a good point.
There's a bit of an intro, and then... It starts, and can I say, so this is the University of Central Lancashire.
And this was done in 2019.
Now, when I saw the thumbnail, I was like, looks like high quality. And it does look like high quality in a sense that it looks like they've just tried to make it look like the 60s.
Yes.
And I think it looks perfect like that.
It looks like you would not blink if it was in, it was on BritBox as the next episode.
And it's not like, you know, like when we watch the old episodes, like can be a bit blurry and out of focus. Like it's more clear.
Yeah.
But it does also sound like they've messed with the audio a little bit, so it does sound like that old style. A
little bit, maybe tinny or something?
Yeah. And the actors, the way they move.
Yes, I wanted to say that.
Particularly the guy that plays Mark.
Yeah, well, he's the main guy, right, we're talking about?
He's the main guy. Hair. Yeah, I called him, like, intergalactic James Bond.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's what they were going for.
He literally has a license to kill.
Yeah, it's when he said that, I was like, ooh. And then I lost love, so there's this bit at the start. So there's Mark and Gordon. Mark, Gordon and Jeff. Mark and Gordon are like working on a ship. And Jeff appears to be another member of their crew who's passed out on the ground somewhere else. And he sneaks up on one of them and is like, I'm going to kill... time to kill, or kill them. He says something like that repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And then so Mark shoots Jeff before Jeff shoots Gordon. And Gordon's like, why'd you kill him? And Mark's like, hang on, check this out. And he shows him his license to kill. And then he shows him like another card and then another thing in a box. Like, he's just like, check out all this stuff that's in my pockets. I was like, oh, yeah. And he, even the way he's kind of, like, set up, I think they were going for a bit of a 007 kind of vibe.
Yes.
So, yeah, very interesting.
Even the way he talks, like, I don't know how to explain it, but I guarantee you that actor, if he's in... like, I assume he's an actor, and that's why he's at university.
If he's, doing drama.
Yeah. If you see him in some other production, he wouldn't talk that way. No. He's trying to convey... it, I'm not saying stilted, as in, I'm not trying to be rude, but he talks like someone you would expect to see, like, what we've seen in the show. Mm.
Lots of, like, looking off into the distance just past the camera and talking. There's a lot of that. And you can tell he's a central character because... he's the only one that does that.
Yes.
And occasionally someone else will come up to his shoulder and be like, what's going on? He'll be like, there's things over there. And so, you know, like the way he just stands and even the camera shots are similar. Like you would just think that it's just a 60s recording.
And you get, because in the making of, they talk about how they've made lots of other types of shows and how they're trying to give the students an idea of what making it and producing a show is like.
Yeah.
You get the sense that they're really trying to make them be like, this is what it was like then.
Yeah.
This is the shot you're going for, even though it's a shot you wouldn't really see today.
And in a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, they talk about doing those shots, like, even saying the production, like it would have been in the 60s.
Yeah.
So that was really cool.
Even the shooting schedule, they tried to mimic what would have been done.
Yeah.
They talked about, this is... it's probably different now. This is the process from Monday to Friday. And so they literally do that process of audition this week, this day, do these shots this day, blah, blah, blah. Really interesting.
I'm sure you, in that behind the scenes thing, you would have picked this up. But we have the return of one of our favourite segments, which is who is on holidays?
Everyone.
Everyone's on holidays.
It's the only reason this episode exists.
So I did a bit of like... research.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like, do you remember the Planet of Giants episodes?
Yes.
So that was supposed to be 4 episodes, but it was only 3. So they needed a 1 episode thing to kind of catch up.
Oh yes.
But, apparently there's no real information, but the contract for those 3 doesn't cover because that was before Steven and Vicky's time. So yes. They fill in that episode, but they don't have those people to do that episode.
Oh.
Rather than add an episode to another arc.
Gotcha.
So they just did this. But Terry Nation,
genius.
We're just gonna pepper some. Just gonna pepper notes about our.
Oh, spicy!
Our sponsor through. He wrote this episode. I'm going to quote this from the wiki. You ready?
Do it.
Terry Nation wrote this episode partially as an attempt to develop and sell the idea of a Dalek television series divorced from the larger Doctor Who universe. Mm-hmm. So he wanted this to be like a spin-off. Probably because the movies at this point are crazy. Like, we just watched the other one. Doctor Who... It doesn't say Doctor Who, it's Dalek's Invasion. See, there's not even Doctor Who in the title. So
Yeah.
So the proposed series would have followed the adventures of the Space Security Service.
As in, who are the Daleks? Or who
No, who is Mark and his group of secret agent people. But the series concept was never solved. An unmade pilot titled The Destroyers was written and was later produced by Big Finish.
Oh, cool.
So, do you want me to just, I'm just going to quickly look that up, actually.
Do it.
We can buy it. Oh, Mark 7. Woo! We like him. He comes back a lot.
I am undecided.
I don't think you'll ever meet him, because of the fact that this it's was decided. Never made. So.
Who's that? Is that one of his companions?
Yeah, Sarah.
Sarah?
Oh. I don't know, I haven't watched hamsters with her in it.
Hey, slow down my beating heart.
It's like I don't know, is it like Barbara yet, is it?
What? Stop mentioning her. We have to move on, Matthew.
We never see her again.
I know, because she died.
No, she didn't die in the show.
In real life.
Yeah, she did.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not taking some other actress pretending to be Barbara.
Oh, you'll have to get used to actors being pretending to be other people. Ah.
But Sarah's not looking too bad. Just saying.
Wow.
I don't know anything about her. She could be like an insane psychopath. I don't know.
Well, she's coming up soon.
Oh.
So you will see her kind of interspersed between all the episodes that we don't have. So, where's my mouse?
We're not ready to move on yet, so I'm glad she's not here yet.
Here we go.
What's wrong with your computer?
Because it's two screens. It's actually three screens.
Oh, right, I see. You say three screens and then you keep pointing at two.
Because there's this one down here.
Oh, sounds fancy.
Fancy. Everyone loves it when they see this laptop. For those people playing at home, my laptop has two screens.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like it, but I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I like having like two things here. One thing down here that I can like read or like... I'm a teacher, so I can have like... I can do report cards and have their marks on the bottom of the screen and just type it up. Who knows where I am? In a cafe.
Doing your grades. Have you done that before?
I've done that before. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do it at the Koala Sanctuary. That's right. Lone Pine. Our next sponsor.
You should now that you've said it.
I'll go ask them.
To be a real sponsor.
$5?
Do you guys like Doctor Who?
$5 pays for... half of a month.
$5 pays for you and I to take TARDIS back to have an experience with Terry Nation. So we're going to use one sponsor to pay for ourselves to do our own sponsor's event.
Nice. Okay, so...
back to the actual thing.
Jeff is dead. Mark's killed him.
Yes.
And Mark's like, it's okay, I've got a license to kill.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm authorized to murder.
So we learn that this whole expedition is occurring because Earth, humans, they were at war with the Daleks.
Mm-hmm.
They know the Daleks are in the universe and they're not near enough to cause any problems. But this expedition is to go to this planet and see if the Daleks are here.
And the reason they think they might be on the planet
is...
the Varga plant? Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Which is like... it's not like a cactus, but it's similar where it has a bunch of spikes sticking out. Yeah. If they get you, they've got you.
And then you lose your mind and want to kill everyone, apparently.
Yeah. And then when you're killed, you turn into another Varga plant.
Now, I started doing something... probably you started doing when that? We...
you started turning into a Varga plant?
Probably when we were a few episodes into this, you convinced me to start watching things with subtitles on.
Yes.
So I was watching the subtitles on, but YouTube just does that thing where it guesses.
Yeah. So I turned them off as well.
Every time Varga came up, it said vodka. I didn't get that far into it. So every time it was like, the vodka plants are coming.
That's so good. I honestly didn't get that far. I wish I'd left them on now.
There was also the moment where they said that the Varga plants were developed in Dalek laboratories.
Yes.
But the autocorrect, the whatever it is, YouTube thing, said developed in Dr. Parties. I was like, yes, it was.
Dr. Parties, hey.
But every time Varga came up, it just said vodka. And every time the Dalek spoke, it just didn't know what was happening.
You'd think, though, it's a computer AI system, right?
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be able to understand what's meant to be another computer AI system talking.
But it's not an AI system.
It's just some guy going, yeah, what is it? We are by. That was pretty good. That, you have to admit, that was pretty good.
Oh, I missed out. So, when Jeff is killed...
Which one's he, the first one?
The one that said kill.
Oh, yes.
The first one.
Yes.
And then Gordon's like, why'd you kill him? There's this beautiful moment when Mark slaps him.
Yes.
He falls to the ground. I was like, that is very 60s.
Yes, because they if they weren't going for a 60s look, they'd make the slap look more like not an action scene, but he literally stands still and just raises one palm.
And there's a nice little sound effect. It's just like...
It is exactly like that. In fact, that might have sounded clearer than what was on the show.
It wasn't like, you know, how normally like you'd be like... Like you'd have a loud... You can edit that out if you want, but you know, a loud clap, but it's just like a little...
Yeah.
To his cheek, and he's on the ground.
He just goes flying.
Oh, man. So, turns out, are the Daleks here?
Yes, they are.
And what do they want to do? It's a good question, isn't it?
No, that's... No, they've organized for some reason. I think it's just by chance. They are having a meeting with the other six great powers of the outer galaxies, and they've chosen that planet to meet on.
Because in total, that's the seven great powers, isn't that right?
Yes.
And they've chosen that planet because I guess none of them control that planet.
I guess so.
And they are going to form an alliance.
They have like this evil council meeting where they all stand around like, we're going to take over the world.
It's very like, think Star Wars.
Yes.
Oh, this is going to sound bad anyway. Episode 2.
Oh, yes.
You know, when all the set, like, they're on that weird planet with all the insects. What's it called? Geonosis?
You're way too... I didn't even know that's what it was called.
But Count Dooku's there and there's all the evil people and they're like, hey, we're all going to be evil. Are you guys all in? And they're like, yeah, we're all in. Like, this is the same kind of vibe.
I'll tell you what it reminded me of. Have you seen any of the Austin Powers films?
Oh, yes, I have.
You know how Dr. Evil will sit around the table with, like, his other family members and evil people and they're like, this is our plan.
Yeah, they all did laugh. And I thought it was interesting because the Daleks are normally so, like... I mean, they could just stab the rest of them in the back at some point now.
Yeah.
Because normally they're so solo. They're like, we're just going to kill everyone.
Well, I wanted to ask you, does this actually translate into things that happen later in the show? Like, do you ever hear about these seven great powers of the outer galaxies ever again?
Yeah, in the Dalek's Master Plan.
The lost episode.
Ones that we don't see, yes.
But those guys, because you literally see...
Six... I did not recognize any of those species.
Okay, because there's six other distinct representatives from other evil races. I don't know how you would describe it. Don't give me that look. I'm talking about a fictional show. We're okay, all okay here. Let's all take a breath. But they're all in different types of costumes. Like, one guy has things coming off his face. One guy's just wearing...
I just love the butter behind the scenes part of that guy with the things on his face. Because it looks like they just put, like, I don't know, glue globs of clay or something.
Stalactites.
Yeah. Sorry, you were
there was one guy literally just wearing a bed sheet.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't see his face. There's one guy wearing a big helmet.
Yeah.
There's one guy who looks like if Frankenstein had a checkered pattern all over his body.
There was one, I think that she was a woman that had the black helmet on with the eyes kind of painted on.
Yes.
And she was like, I agree. And then they all agreed to be evil or something. It's pretty good.
It looks good for a recreation of a 60s show. It looked good.
It did. And in fact, there is a nice moment behind the scenes where Edward D'Souza,
mm-hmm.
where he was like, it just looks, He was like, I'd forgotten so much of this, but it looks like it did back then.
Right.
Yeah, so
I really hope we see a shot of what those guys look like.
I didn't... There was some in the behind the scenes. They kind of clipped through some of the photos.
Right.
And then...
I must have missed that.
Compared it to what they were...
Now.
Recording, yeah. So it was pretty close.
But I was surprised because I really thought it was going to build up to this big thing that happens. But you're saying we never see those people again.
Well, it does build up to a TV show that never got sold.
No, but I mean in Doctor Who. Like, the Daleks are going to be like, haha, humans, we now have the other six outer galaxy El Presidentes on our side.
No.
You actually haven't explained the whole story. What happens is that the main guy works out what's going on. So he goes back to... Is it Jeff or Gordon who's still alive?
Jeff. Gordon. Gordon Silla. Gordon Silla.
Mark.
Yep.
Goes back to Gordon,
mm-hmm.
and says, we're not getting off this planet, but we need to send a message to Earth and the rest of the galaxy to let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
They record a message to run off and do it, but Gordon... runs into one of those evil plants with the stabby stabs.
Well, I actually think what happened was they were crouching, hiding from Daleks.
Yes, because they almost had a run-in with one.
And then Mark's like, we got to get out of here. And he pushes, like, Gordon a little bit. And then Gordon gets scratched by one of the blankets.
There you go. Two different I missed that. So there you go.
Mm.
Will we ever know? No.
But it also felt very, if I can use another Star Wars reference...
You may.
It was very Rogue One in that sense of, like, we are, like, the main characters all die in this.
Right.
But they get the... Well, in this, they don't get the message out, do they?
No.
They nearly do.
See, that... the reason I like this episode, or recreation, is because you think, oh, they're all going to die, but at least they're going to get the message out.
Mm.
But they stop him before he gets the message out. They kill Mark after... What's his name turns into a vodka plant, gets killed, and then they're just like, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
And that's the end. It ends with you looking at this dead dude on the ground with a message that's never going to get out.
Yeah. And the other group of people, the other species of things that arrive at the planet.
Oh, is that the more white term? I'm sorry.
Is it Kembel, the name of the planet?
Kembel or Kembler?
Yeah.
So maybe Kembel.
They are like... Oh, there's hostile people here.
Mm.
We're not going to deal with you until you deal with that situation. At 11 minutes 20, mm-hmm. when the Daleks first talk, and you'll notice the Daleks sound different. That's Nicholas Briggs. You might not have noticed it at all, but Nicholas Briggs, that's his voice, like with a modulator, obviously.
And he's the real guy.
He's the guy that does it in modern Doctor Who.
Right, okay.
So there's a difference. It just sounds a bit harsher. I find the Daleks and the older ones always sound a little bit higher pitched.
So they had a mix of both.
Yeah, they had like a deeper voice Dalek too as well.
Yeah, okay.
Gordon and Mark, they build their little transmission thing,
mm-hmm.
and the Daleks are closing in, so they run away with it. Gordon gets his hand cut, like we said, and... He has this growth that's appearing on his hand. And he starts saying, kill. And Mark's like, dang, and just shoots him.
Yeah. Authority to murder.
Yeah.
Or license to kill, if you will.
Did you say authority to murder?
Yeah, I was just thinking, if that's what Bond says, wouldn't more people be like, that's actually not that a good thing? Good a thing.
Good a thing.
Yeah.
Well, authority to murder would be a good name for a Bond movie.
That's true.
They've run out of titles. What's the next one called? They just did No Time to Die.
No Time to Die.
Which I have not seen.
But what I'm saying is, you know how he's always suave with the ladies?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, 007, license to kill. If he said to them, 007, I have the authority to murder, would they still be like, oh, Mr. Bond?
No.
Because it sounds weird. But for some reason, if you say it with those other words, it sounds like a cool thing.
Well, maybe it is a cool thing. So we're rapidly reaching the end of this. Because it's a short episode.
Right.
Did you have something else you wanted to say then?
Well, only...
You had your hands up.
Are we talking about the end of the episode or after?
We're talking about Mark's going to die.
Right.
So he wants to send the transmission. The Daleks will close in. And there's quite a nice scene where he keeps turning around.
Mm-hmm.
And more Daleks keep appearing. And then yes. one of them shoots him. And they do the old school effect of the inverted colours thing.
Yes.
And he's dead.
The message doesn't get out and they all die.
And all the bad guys just laughing around the table.
I've just realised something that makes the ending darker than even that.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Both Gordon and Jeff were stung by the vodka plant, or the Varga plant. I'll call it the Varga plant.
Yeah.
So after they're killed by him, they are reborn as the Varga plant, right?
Yeah, because he turns into... I mean, the effect isn't that clear, but he stands up, and so we're talking about...
At the beginning.
Jeff.
Yes.
When he stands up, he just turns into the plant. And at first, I had no idea what was happening, if I'm honest.
No. I was like, why is he standing up?
Why is he covered in balloons?
I thought it was going to be like a Robo-Man and kind of just be a zombie type guy.
Yeah.
When he first stood up. But you assume the same thing's going to happen to the second guy who gets shot. Because he was also stung by the plant.
Yeah.
So they're both reborn and going to live again.
It's very Last of Us.
It is.
Is that what you're going to say?
Not at all.
Okay, yep.
Our hero, Mark, was never stung by the plant.
Yeah.
Was killed by the Daleks. He's the only one who is actually dead forever. The other two are reborn as a plant. He's just dead.
I feel like that's still just as deathly.
Yeah, but they kind of like, oh, I'm a Dalek plant. Whereas...
I don't think that's...
But do you get what I'm saying?
They don't have that kind of, oh yeah, I'm a plant. They don't have that kind of, like, positivity about
ooh,
it.
Oh yeah, I'm a plant. Is that at the doctor parties? Oh yeah, I'm a plant. But my point is, he's the main guy. He's the only one who doesn't get reborn. He's just dead.
Yeah.
The other, I know it's not the same as being reborn, but you know what I'm saying?
I wondered why he was killed. Maybe... Terry Nation, for whatever reason, did it that way. But I just thought he was going to be the character for this show.
That's a good point. I so, didn't, how? No wonder no one picked up the show for a spin-off. All the characters are already dead.
And he's like, this is the pilot. And he plays this episode to them. And I'm like, what?
That's pretty funny. I'm sorry, but there's no characters left. Why would we make a show?
The meeting is held, and the alliance is formed, and the Daleks are like, we're going to attack Mars, Venus, Jupiter, the Moon, and finally Earth. And then,
The rest of them say, we're going to attack all these, and I'm pretty sure the Daleks say yes, but first, Earth.
Huh. Okay.
And I think that's why What's-His-Name was like, we have to get a message out. And then it ends, and we never see those people again.
Mm. There's quite a good effect where the smoke when the rocket ship explodes.
Yes.
And then as the smoke clears, all the Daleks are just revealed.
That was a good shot.
Yeah. But that brings us to the end of this.
Yes. Now, are we going to rate the episode?
I want to give this 2 ratings.
Okay, but before we do anything, I don't think we should rate it out of 13 Doctors. Because there were no doctors in the show, referenced or otherwise.
So what do I rate it?
Well, I've just googled how many characters are in Doctor Who show. And this one says, over the last 50 years, which makes me think it's not up to date.
No, because it's nearly 60 years now.
But anyway, over the last 50 years, the Doctor has travelled across space and through time. He's encountered over 180 different alien species and had over 38 companions. 180 plus 38 is 218.
Is that what the website says?
No, that's what I'm saying. So what do you rate it out of 218, Matthew?
Do we add the 13 Doctors to that? The Doctor's not in this.
The Doctor's not in this. And this is not even up to date anyway, but we'll just go with it.
218.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll have to scale up and down. I want to give it 2 ratings.
Okay, but they have to be these ones.
Okay, but the first one...
Yep.
Is the recreation.
I see, yes.
And then the second one is as a Doctor Who story.
If it was literally the next episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as a recreation.
As a recreation.
I will give it 200 out of 218. I think it's a pretty faithful recreation of a 60s
I agree.
Show. So which character is 200?
Oh, I didn't think of that. No, I was just saying, I don't know, whatever.
And then... As an episode, look, I think it's quite compelling. And I kind of like that it's just a standalone. Maybe like 150 out of 218. It's just a nice little shot of Doctor Who.
Yep.
Just go on.
I completely agree with what you said about the recreation, and I will give it the same score, because that's literally all I was going to do, is give it 200.
Yep.
And for an episode of Doctor Who, I will give it 100 out of 218, because I was like,
It's missing, like, the Doctor and the TARDIS in any sense of wonder.
And any of the companions, and also, none of these characters come back anyway, so literally it's pointless. I'm glad they had fun making it.
Yeah, no, it looked, the behind the scenes stuff all looked really interesting.
But if this was actually the next episode, how confusing would it be that you never see those characters again, ever?
And you know what the other confusing thing is?
Go ahead.
This leads into, kind of, the Daleks' master plan, which we don't have all the episodes for, but that's not even the next story.
And none of those other characters are in it anyway?
Correct.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm just like, Okay, well, we rated it as a recreation, 200 out of 218. The 200...
Are you really looking that up?
...was an ordinary London double-decker bus that made an extraordinary detour through a wormhole to the planet Saint Helios in April 2009.
Yes, it did. That was the Easter special.
It accepted Oyster cards as payment for trips, though the scanner was fooled by the Doctor's psychic paper.
It was.
So we are rating this the 200 bus... Double-decker bus.
Can I tell you something that's really interesting?
Do it.
So the actor, Edward D'Souza.
Yes.
There's a character in that on that bus called Lady Christina D'Souza.
See? It all matches up. That's amazing.
That's really cool. She's one of the Doctor's later companions. So the next story, I'm going to talk you through what we have left.
Yeah, because... most of the season's gone, isn't it?
Yeah, so this is one of the biggest, like, missing seasons, really. So we watched Galaxy 4 last week.
And it's my favourite Doctor so far, too.
Your only Doctor. It's also your least favourite Doctor.
Apart from the movie.
Yeah. The movie. Which one's your favourite?
Not the movie. Anyway.
What are you talking about? Galaxy 4.
Is that a reference? I don't know.
Yeah, because Peter Cushing played Grand Moff Tarkin.
No more Star Wars. Please.
Galaxy 4 is what we watched last week.
Yes.
So, only one episode was surviving out of that.
Uh-huh.
Mission to the Unknown doesn't exist.
Yep.
But we watched some people recreate it. The next one's called The Myth Makers, which is four episodes long. There is no visual. There's only audio.
Okay.
And the one after that, which is a Dalek's Master Plan, is 12 episodes long. Again, only audio.
So they've got all the audio.
You got all the audio.
Interesting.
The Massacre, four episodes. I haven't checked about the audio for that one. The Ark, the Gunfighters, the Savages, the War Machine. So there's like some episodes missing, but I also can't get like a DVD...
No.
With those.
No.
Because sometimes, like, JB Hi-Fi doesn't have them. I know, right? the Brisbane City Council Libraries just have a Lost in Time DVD, which we could watch. But I also suspect that given enough time, the ones where they have the audio will be recreated.
Through animation. Because
Galaxy 4 only existed this year.
Yes, we were very lucky that it timed well.
So, I don't know about you, but I'll show you this thing really quickly. So, I found these episodes on this guy's YouTube channel. It's called Doctor Who Animator.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's gone through, and they're not great animations. This guy has just done a really basic, like, that's a real image from the, like, there's some pictures that exist, and they've just...
Drawn it.
Yeah. So you can kind of, like, follow along. Well, I reckon we'll try it for the Myth Makers.
Okay.
And then if it's good, we'll watch it for the what's it called? Dalek's Master Plan.
Oh, so he's done all of that.
Yeah, so if I click on his channel...
Oh, cool.
You'll see here, Dalek's Master Plan, the Smugglers...
Some of them are things, I guess, from the future.
The future. The Evil of the Daleks, but I have that on DVD. So we've got those two at least. Daleks Master Plan and The Mythmaker. So we actually, he does have it. So do it for this one.
Yep, see how it goes.
See how it goes, because actually there's quite a big plot thing in this one. We probably don't want to miss.
Ooh.
So,
don't tell me this is my introduction to Sarah. I'm going to be so annoyed if it's some random animation.
This isn't your introduction to Sarah.
Oh, a different. Yeah, well, if it's not Barbara, then whatever. Let's do it.
You're going to be disappointed for a long time if you wait for Barbara.
I know.
So we'll watch them.
There's four episodes?
Four episodes.
I'm happy to do all of them for next time.
Yeah, let's do that. And then it looked like he had the massacre there as well. So that could cover the next two storylines.
Oh, that's cool. Well, at least we're going to get it. And if they ever get remade, I'm happy to rewatch them when they're done by the BBC as an official thing.
Yes, that sounds good.
But let's do it.
Because the thing is, you only have maybe 10 more stories with your favourite Doctor.
Oh. And then it's the guy with the flute.
Recorder. The good thing is...
Much better.
The first Doctor's last story... which is incomplete.
Oh,
so we're missing some episodes from it.
Yeah.
It's four episodes long, and they're missing two of them, I think. But I have that on DVD.
The missing ones?
The ones, because they animated them. Okay. They've done that one already.
Is the part where he... what do they call it?
Regenerates.
I was going to say reanimated. Rebirth.
He becomes a corpse and reanimates.
is that the real...
That is really in there. Well, it's not, but you can watch it. Like, because that whole episode's missing. But someone has that bit recorded.
Oh, okay.
So we can watch that and I can show it to you on the YouTube.
Okay, well, I just don't want to miss that. Because that's the first time this happens. It's annoying if it was lost forever.
Anyway, Alex.
Yeah.
All in all, it's been good.
Yeah. Well done to the people in where? Who made this?
University of Central Lancashire.
Well done. That was excellent. Genuinely looks like an episode from 60s Doctor Who.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have all the social medias. And also, please like our podcast, please. We want friends.
Don't sound desperate.
We are so desperate.
It'd be nice. It's nice to see some people listening. We see you. See plays.
Yes, we see plays and we thank you for that.
Yeah. But now just tell your friends to listen to it as well.
Yes, thank you.
If you have friends.
Yeah. Or if you're like us and you don't.
I have friends.
I'm just kidding.
I have you.
Bye.
What are you doing?
Reversing the polarity of the ultrasonic screwdriver's power source.
Reverse the polarity!
Reverse the polarity.
I just reverse the polarity.
Reverse.